Ghana is to invest in renewable energy to expand power generation in the country. This follows a €1.8 million agreement signed between the government and the German government. The amount will be used to develop the capacities of stakeholders in the sector. The communications specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, stated this to Radio Ghana in Accra. He said the selected personnel from the PURC, VRA, ECG and other sectors will be trained for 2 years. He spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
In 2011, the Ministry of Energy sent a bill to Parliament known as the Renewable Energy Bill that was subsequently passed into law, known as the Renewable Energy Law 2011. That provides the legal framework that will enable investors come into the renewable energy sector. You may be aware that as part of the policy of government, we are indicating that 10% of our generation mix must come from renewable energy. So, for example, if we are able to, say, produce 5,000 megawatts of power, 500 of this should be from renewable energy sources. Now, this law was supposed to have created a legal environment for people to come in to invest. Now, the implementation of the law itself demands some level of capacity. It is on the strength of building the capacity in implementing the law that the government of Ghana decided to appeal to the German government to see if German government could give us one, funding, and two, technical expertise to be able to train our institutions who would be implementing this law. So the German government, through GIZ, has decided to give us €1.8 million to be able to help in building the capacity of the various institutions who would eventually be implementing this law. So GIZ, they have technical expertise, would be training people using that particular funding. So we are getting that, and we're also getting the training from them.
Am I made to understand that this facility is for the capacity building of people?
Obviously, you know that if you look at the implementation, PU services, and the essence is that we demarcate the roadmap, the implementation plan, and all the various necessary milestones that need to be met.
Do you have an idea as to when they'll be expected to finish training these people?
It's a two-year program. We're assuming that within the period of 2 years, they should be able to train all the major stakeholders who are involved in the implementation of the Renewable Energy Act.
Communication specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer.